Hey everyone, welcome back to the Made for More Consulting podcast, episode 148. And this is a podcast where we talk leadership and personal development. We want to make sure that we're growing as individuals so that those around us are growing as well. We know that we cannot lead others well or at all if we can't lead ourselves first. If this is your first time listening, will you please take a second or a few minutes to scroll down to where it says rate this podcast and leave a review? That helps us reach our goals and where we're headed with the podcast. So if you'll do that, that'd be a huge help. As always, we want to motivate, inspire, and encourage in everything that we do, whether it's an interview, whether we're reviewing a book, a leadership book, or a personal development book, or a one-off conversation like we are having today about the masterclass that's coming up that we are leading, Leading with Purpose Masterclass, unlocking your potential, life potential and leadership potential through values. So my first question for us is this, is if you're listening, have you ever been frustrated with yourself? Not with other people, because typically when we're frustrated with other people, we're trying to control a situation or they're not doing something that we have not led them to do. And we got to take ownership of that, right? But have you ever been frustrated with yourself? Because when we get frustrated with ourselves, we overthink. And then when we overthink, we start to tell ourselves stories. And it all begins with certain questions. You start to question things and you say, or I say typically is, what am I doing with my life? What direction do I want to go? What in the world is going on? And maybe you've been frustrating yourself and you've asked yourself, is this the career that I need to be in? Am I even pursuing what I enjoy? And why am I doing what I'm doing? All these things can come about because you're frustrated with yourself. And maybe we just need to take a step back and realize what is in our control. And if there's two things that I know that you and I have within our control, it's this. No one can control my attitude or your attitude. No one can control that. People can definitely have an influence in our attitude, right? Whether it's cutting us off in traffic, whether it's maybe frustrating us with something that they don't agree on. But again, it's in our control. Our attitude is within our control. The second thing that they can't control is our growth. No one in my life can stop me from growing. Absolutely no one except me. No one can stop you from growing. There's books, podcasts, documentaries, classes, YouTube videos. There's all kinds of things that will help us grow. But here's where the roadblock comes in, is we can make excuses or we can make things happen. I would want to choose to make things happen, which means if I don't like to read, then I need to listen to something. If I don't want to listen to something, then I need to really pick up a book and go, I need to start reading. If we don't want to do either one of those, then we need to watch something that's within our grasp that's going to help us grow. We are responsible for our growth. We are responsible for our attitude. So when we're frustrated with ourselves, we need to take a step back and maybe ask, why am I not growing? Or why am I in this place? And is it geared towards my career? Is it geared towards my life? Is it geared towards my relationships? What is it that I'm not certain on? Or what is it that I have questions about? And how can I get to maybe some clarity or some direction that I want to head towards to clear this up? When we're frustrated with ourselves, we typically look towards controlling a situation or controlling a relationship, and that's just something we can't control, right? We can only control our attitude and our growth. And within that becomes our behavior, right? So if we can make things happen rather than make excuses, right? If we choose to make things happen rather than making excuses, if we say, hey, I want to grow, I want to control my attitude and push myself forward in growing, here's some things that I feel we gain from doing those things is, number one, we gain clarity, and number two, we gain direction. Two things that we gain from saying, I'm going to stop making excuses and I'm going to move forward in growth and I'm going to move forward in my attitude is clarity and direction. And I say those things because if you can detach for a second, or if you can get some help in adjusting your attitude, I know there are other things out there to help you grow. So if you can get a hold of your attitude and say, hey, it is just a bad day, or hey, there's a series of bad decisions that I need to turn away from, and I got to check my attitude, then I know for a fact that there's things out there, resources that will help you grow. The other thing that you could control. We know that if we can gain clarity and direction, because we gain control of our attitude and our growth, here's what I know about clarity and direction. We know where we're going. We know what it looks like where we're going because we have a goal in mind. We have an end goal in mind. We know what it takes to get where we're going because we're going to make a plan. We're going to develop a plan. We know what we need to do to get where we're going because of that plan. So all of a sudden, if you and I are frustrated with ourselves, all of a sudden this comes maybe a little bit more in focus if we go, hey, no one controls my attitude. No one controls my growth. And because I control my growth and my attitude, I'm going to write some things down that are going to bring clarity and direction to my life. And when I get those things written down, guess what? I know where I'm going. I know what it looks like where I'm going. I know what it takes to get to where I'm going. And I know what I need to do to get where I'm going. Those things are great. And I know there's going to be roadblocks. And I know there's going to be setbacks. And I know there's going to be challenges. There's going to be triumphs. There's going to be some celebrating. But with clarity and direction, we know where we're headed, right? All of a sudden, we remove the frustration and we come up with a plan to decide where we want to go. We decide that, no one else, because we're deciding our growth and we're deciding our attitude. There's a sense of purpose and direction that comes with those two things, clarity and direction. We have a new mission. We have a new agenda. We have a plan of attack. We have something that we're going to be shooting towards, right? All that comes from just sitting down and saying, I want some clarity and direction. I have control of my attitude and I have control of my growth. And that's why we're going to be doing this first masterclass with Made for More and Inspire HR. Stephanie Cranky has been on the podcast before. She shared a little bit about suicide and mental health issues. She's an HR specialist is what I call her because, that's just who she is. That's the realm she's been in for years and years. I don't want to say how many years because I don't know for a fact the correct number of years, but she is an HR specialist. She leads great with people. She also has a nonprofit called Be the Light. And I will tell you that if you want to listen a little bit more about her, it is on episode 71, 70 and 71. And I'll link those in the notes for you if you want to hear a little bit more from Stephanie. But our first ever masterclass that we're going to be shooting for, which is leading with purpose. Or if you say, hey, well, I'm not a leader. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. It's living with purpose, unlocking your leadership or life potential through our values. Again, we can have all the excuses and saying, I'm not a leader, or, hey, I don't lead a team. Well, then here's what I want you to know is that we're going to be talking about unlocking the way we need to live with the potential that we have through the values that we live with. I don't want to give you all the details, but I will tell you this. Values give us a sense of purpose and direction, and that's what we just talked about. They determine our choices and our priorities and where we're headed and the direction we're going to be going. But you have to have the right attitude, and you have to have the right mindset for growth. And even if you're not in the right place to choose, or maybe you just have a bad attitude, I'm going to tell you, if you show up to this class and you have an open mindset to grow rather than excuses, I promise you will walk away with some clarity and some direction. And I believe a little bit more purpose to go. I know the direction I need to be heading. And at the end of the masterclass, we'll give you a set of values that you want to pursue and go after. A new plan, a new agenda, a new mission, a new purpose. And maybe you have that. Maybe you just need some prioritization, or maybe you need some help organizing those thoughts. And that's what we're doing. We're calling it Leading with Purpose Masterclass, Unlocking Your Potential Through Values. And as we started talking about this podcast, I thought it doesn't just have to be leading with purpose. It can be living with purpose and unlocking our living potential through values. It's not just about leadership. It's not just about leading a team. It is about the way we are living. When we establish values in our lives, it gives us that sense of direction, that sense of, hey, here's where I want to go. And that's what we want to shoot for during this masterclass. So here's what you need to know. I will link everything in the podcast notes. If you just go to the notes where you're listening to this podcast and click on masterclass, it will take you to everything you need to know. But I'm going to share it with you right here. It's May 3rd. At Red Horn in Leander off of Scottsdale Road. It's from 9:30 to 1:30. lunch is included. But you want to get there early because you want to get a seat and you want to make sure that you get some breakfast and coffee if that's what you choose to do. They have some great breakfast. They have some great coffee there. But if you click the podcast notes, like I said, you'll get a link to sign up for it and you'll get everything as far as information if you click that link as well. Now, one of the things I want to let you know is that there is a cost to this masterclass. There is a cost, and I want to share with you why there's a cost tied to this. Because you and I have to have skin in the game. One of the things I've learned in my life is if somebody gives me something for free and something more important comes up in my life, I'm going to choose that more important, whether it's plans, a game, or something else that I want to do, right? Now, if I pay for something and I have some skin in the game, I got to remember that's an investment in myself. I have some skin in the game to make an investment in myself. So it's 4 hours next month because it's, it's the beginning of May, and you choose to come to this masterclass. You have 4 hours of investing in yourself next month already under your belt. You add value to you, yourself, your team, whoever's around you. Maybe it affects your family. Maybe it affects your team. Maybe it affects the way you work. It's 4 hours of investment in yourself. Next month, you and I are going to live 744 hours. 744 hours. Can you and I afford to make some time for 4 hours to get better ourselves? To get better for our team, to get better for our family, to get better for the people that we lead. It's 4 hours out of 744 hours in the month of May. I challenge some people to say, hey, if this is 4 hours out of the next quarter that you bring your team, invest in it because it's 4 hours that you are going to get better. It's 4 hours that you're investing in them. It's 4 hours of investing in yourself. We make that choice. You make that choice. Now, if you're a leader, let me ask you this. Are you investing in your team? Can you afford to take some time off? And you may say, hey, I can't take some time off. Well, I'm going to push back on that. I'm going to ask, how often then are you investing in your team? There's a reason we put it on Friday, because maybe you can do the work up front Monday through Thursday and come over in the morning from 9:30 to 1:30 and then do some work towards the end. But I'll push back and ask again, how often are you investing in your team? How often are you telling them to get better, but showing them how to get better? Maybe you can treat them to this lunch, help them come around something that's going to help them work on their personal life and their work life. As a leader, it's going to help you gain some pocket change with them, but also allow them to see that you really do care about their personal life and the investment in their life. We do this for growth, and growth leads to change, and change leads to progress, and progress leads to more growth, which again goes back to leads to change, leads to more progress, and it's just a circle effect, right? It's that ripple effect of growth. Again, you can find more info on the masterclass and the podcast notes here, or you can go to our social media page. And on Instagram, it's going to be the link in the bio, and on Facebook, it's going to be the first post. Or you can just email us at info@madeformoreconsulting.com. That's MADE4MORE consulting.com. info@madeformoreconsulting.com. I want us to be the best people we can be at work, and I want us to be the best people at doing whatever we're doing. I want us to be the best people leading our families, our companies, our businesses, our role at a job. I want us to be the best people we can be at life. And it takes work, and it takes us all working together to make progress. Again, I can't tell you how I'm excited for the interviews that are coming up in the next few episodes. I hope you'll stick around and listen to those as we release those. But back to this masterclass. If you have 4 hours in the next month to invest in yourself, to invest in your team, I'd ask you to click the link and just purchase some tickets, or ask your team to purchase some tickets and invest in themselves, or share this with someone. And as always, we say this and we mean this. We exist for more. We're here to offer more. Don't ever give up. Every single one of us is made for more. We'll talk to you guys later. See you.